感谢主，我们安息生日能够继续来敬拜神。
Thank God that we can worship our Lord in the Sabbath.
我们已经学习过以色列人的三大节期的前面两个。
For we have already studied the two festivals of the Jews of the Israelites.
因为神规定以色列人一年三次一定要到圣所来敬拜神。
For God has said, commanded them that the Israelites have to go and worship God three times a year.
三个节期就是逾越节、五旬节和祝棚节。
The three festivals are Passover, Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles.
那我们已经学习过逾越节以及五旬节的现代意义。
And we have studied the modern meanings of the Passover and the Pentecost.
那我们继续来学习现代的祝棚节意义是什么。
And now we will study the meaning of the modern Feast of Tabernacles.
我们来看立位记二十三章。
Please turn to Leviticus chapter 23.
二十三章三十三节。
Chapter 23, verse 33.
三十三节，我们读到四十四节。
We will read from 33 to 44. 33, the Lord said to Moses, Say to the Israelites, on the 15th day of the seventh month of the Lord's Feast of Tabernacles begin, and it lasts for 7 days, 35. The first day is the sacred assembly. Do no regular work. 36, for 7 days present offerings made to the Lord by fire, and on the 8th day hold a sacred assembly and present an offering made to the Lord by fire. It is a closing assembly. Do no regular work. 37. There are Lord's appointed feasts, which ye are to proclaim as sacred assemblies for bringing offerings made to the Lord by fire, the burnt offerings and grain offerings, sacrifices and drink offerings required for each day. 38. These offerings are in addition to those for the Lord's Sabbath and in addition to your gifts, and whatever you have vowed and all the freewill offerings you give to the Lord. 39. So beginning with the 15th day of the seventh month, after you have gathered the crops of the land, celebrate the festival to the Lord for 7 days. The first day is a day of rest, and the 8th day also is a day of rest. 40. On the first day, you are to take choice fruits from the trees and palm fronds, leafy branches and poplars, and rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. 41. Celebrate this as a festival to the Lord for 7 days each year. There is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Celebrate it in the seventh month. 42. Live in booths for 7 days. All nation-born Israelites are to live in booths. 43. So your descendants will know that I had the Israelites live in booths when I brought them out of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. 44. So Moses announced to the Israelites the appointed feast of the Lord.
虽然他们还在旷野的生活，就接受了这个律法的规定。
Even though they were living in wilderness, but they have already got this law.
这是为了他们将来进入迦南地之后所做的准备。
This is a preparation for them entering into the land of Canaan.
因为将来进入迦南地之后，他们就会分配产业。
Once they enter the land of Canaan, they will receive their own inheritance.
然后他们就开始有房子可以住住。
And they will be live in houses.
但是呢，这个规定，一年要有七天的住棚节，要住在帐篷里面。
So 7 days in a year, they have to live in booths.
这是在七月十五日。
It's every 15th day of the seventh month.
要住七天，在帐篷里面来纪念他们的祖先也曾经在旷野住过帐篷。
And they have to stay in the booths for 7 days as a remembrance for the descendants that they have stayed in booths before.
当然住在房子里面是比较舒服，但是住在帐篷里面是比较不方便的。
Of course, it's much more convenient and comfortable to stay in the house, and it's less staying in the booths.
住在房子里面如果下雨了、刮风了，我们也不害怕。
If you stay in a house, it doesn't matter when it's raining or having thunder outside.
但是住在帐篷里面呢，万一下雨呢，就可能帐篷会滴水下来。
But if you stay in the booths, you might get raindrops through your tent.
也可能呢，那个水呢太多了那个水呢淹高了我们的地上全部都是水，那我们睡觉的地方也都是有水。
Or maybe there will be too much rain and then it gets flooded on the ground.
所以呢，我们如果参加童子军啊，有去过露营的，我们就有这样的经验。
So if you are Boy Scout and you have joined a camp and you have this kind of experience.
啊，我小时候呢，小学的时候也有参加童子军。
When I was in elementary school, I have joined Boy Scout.
啊，对，我们也去参加那个露营啊，啊，住在那个外面的帐篷里。
And I stay in a camp outside.
啊，但是非常的新鲜好玩，可是呢，几天下来以后就瘦了很多。
Even though at that time it was very fun and fresh, but after a few days, I lost a lot of weight.
啊，那也被蚊子叮了好多啊，满头包。
And I got a lot of mosquito bites.
但是呢，小学时候那就很好玩，去住几天可以啦。
And when I was young in elementary school, it was fun.
那么现在我们看到住棚节是要他们在啊外面要住七天。
And now for the Israelites, they have to stay in the tent for 7 days.
啊，要让他们思想一些人生的道理。
The point is to make them ponder.
我觉得这个住棚节呢，对我们现代的基督徒来讲，非常啊有意义。
So the Feast of Tabernacles, it has a great meaning for us in our life.
首先呢，我们来说这个住棚节，它也可以称为是收藏节。收藏节，我们请看出埃及记。
And the Feast of Tabernacles, it can be called as something else.
我们请看出埃及记23章。
It's recorded in Exodus chapter 23.
23章16节。
Chapter 23, verse 16. It's the Feast of Ingathering.
16节啊，就是说，也要在年底收藏，然后要守这个收藏节。
And this Feast of Gathering happens at the end of the year.
所以呢，我们说这个五旬节是开始收割的季节，叫收割节。
For the
五旬节 Pentecost.
Pentecost is when you harvest.
Yeah, 开始收割了，所以也称为收割节。
Because you start harvesting during the Pentecost, that's why it also called the Feast of.
但是在这个祝棚节，这7月15号已经收割完成了，然后要把这些收割的东西要把它收藏起来，所以要称为收藏节。
So, but during the Feast of Tabernacles, when we can store gather everything, that's why it is called the Feast of Ingathering.
啊，所以呢，我们啊，这个祝棚节也称为收藏节，它是要为啊这个食物呢不能浪费，是要把它收藏起来做将来的准备。
As in this, during that Feast of Tabernacles, you have to gather all the crops you have.
所以呢，这个是一个为将来做准备的一个季节。
So it's a feast, it's a day that you prepare for your future.
所以呢，这个是一个非常有智慧的啊一个季节。
So this is a feast, a festival that
it's
full of wisdom.
我们请看箴言第六章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 6.
第六章第六节。
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6.
第六节到第八节。
Verse 6 to 8. 6. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler. 8. Yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest.
这里说懒惰的人啊，你要去看蚂蚁的动作。
Here you say the lazy people must go to watch the ants.
因为懒惰的人呢，啊，他想很多事情，可是他做的很少。
For the sluggard, they think a lot, but they have no action.
所以呢，要看蚂蚁的动作来得到智慧，来得到鼓励。
So they have to look at the ants and inspired by them.
你看蚂蚁呢，它没有元帅，没有官长，也没有君王。
For the ant has no commander, no overseer or ruler.
但是它却能够在夏天预备食物。
Yet they are able to store its provision in summer.
因为到冬天呢，很冷啊，啊，甚至下雪啊，是不能够再去啊收拾食物的。
For they cannot gather provisions during winter.
所以呢，他们一定要在夏天预备食物，到冬天才有东西可以吃。
So they have to store their provisions in summer so that they can have enough food for the winter.
所以在收割的时候要聚敛粮食。
So during harvesting, they have to gather all the food.
这就是蚂蚁的智慧。
And this is the wisdom of the ants.
他懂得在夏天来预备冬天的食物。
They know how to prepare the food for winter during the summer.
所以我们说一个人的智慧就是表现在这里。
So a man's wisdom can be shown like this.
我们能够在今天来准备明天需要的东西。
For today, we can prepare what we need tomorrow.
我们在今年就预备明年需要的东西。
For we prepare whatever we need next year now.
这就是一种智慧的表现。
And this is a way to show your wisdom.
所以主耶稣特别谈到10个童女的比喻。
So the Lord Jesus talked about the 10 virgins.
五个是聪明的，五个是愚笨的。
For five of them are intelligent and five of them are not as wise.
而聪明跟愚笨的差别只有一项。
And the difference between those two are just so little.
就是他们有没有预备油在器皿里面。
It's whether they have prepared the oil.
我们请看马太福音二十五章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 25.
二十五章第一节。
25 verse 1.
第一节到十一节。
Verse 1 to verse 11.Verse 1, at that time the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 angels who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 2, five of them were foolish and five were wise. 3, the foolish ones took the lamps but did not take any oil with them. 4, the wise, however, took oil in jars along with the lamps. 5, the bridegroom was a long time in coming and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. 6, at midnight the cry ran out.Here is the bridegroom. Come out and meet him. 7. Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed the lamps. 8. The foolish ones said to the wise, Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out. 9. No, they replied. There may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves. 10. But while they were on their way to buy oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with them to the wedding banquet.And the door was shut. 11. Later, the others also came. Sir, sir, they said, open the door for us.
12.
12. But he replied, I tell you the truth. No, I don't know you. 13. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour.
我们正看这十个童女呢，她们都是在等候新郎的迎娶。
For these 10 virgins, they were waiting for the groom.
她们是陪嫁的这十个童女。
They are the ten virgins to meet the bridegroom.
那五个愚拙的五个是聪明的。
For five of them were foolish and five were wise.
这个聪明跟愚拙的差别就是有没有预备油在器皿里面。
And the difference between them is whether they have prepared oil.
因为他们也让十个童女都会打盹睡着了。
Because all ten of them they were drowsy and fell asleep.
所以呢，人的软弱在半夜就容易睡着。
And that is the weakness of man. They fell asleep at night.
但是新郎来了，就呼喊说：“赶快出来迎接他。
”And when the groom came, they cried out and come and meet them.
那个时候，聪明跟愚拙的就分别出来了。
And at that time, you can differentiate between the wise and the foolish.
因为聪明的他有预备油在器皿里面，所以他赶快加油进去，然后他的油他的灯还可以继续点着。
For the wise, they have extra oil so they can add to the jar. But the foolish one, they don't prepare any extra oil.
但是那个愚拙的，他的油已经用完了，他就没有了，他的灯就熄掉了。
The foolish one did not have extra oil, so the lamp went out.
而这个时候，愚拙的要向聪明的要一点油来用。
And the foolish one wants to borrow some oil from the wise.
但是聪明的童女就跟他们说：“不够你我使用啦，你自己去买吧。”
But the wise said, "No, I don't have enough for both of us."
所以呢，新郎来了，那个预备好的童女就跟着进去了。
So when the groom came, all those wise who has enough oil went with them.
而那愚笨的那五个童女去买油再回来已经来不及了。
And the five foolish ones, they went to buy oil, and when the time it came back, they were too late.
所以主耶稣讲这个十个童女的比喻，最主要的中心思想就是要讲预备的功夫是非常重要的。
And the purpose of this parable is to Let us know that it's very important to prepare.
我们不知道主耶稣什么时候要再来。
For we do not know when Jesus will come.
所以我们随时要预备好，等他再来。
So we have to be prepared any time to wait for him.
我们也不知道我们自己的生命什么时候会被接走。
And we don't know when will we die one day.
圣经说，人的生命像天上的一片云雾，一下子就不见了。
For the Bible said our life is just like a cloud in sky; it will go away any time.
所以我们也不知道什么时候就会离开这个世界。
So we do not know when we will leave this world.
所以有人说呢，我们要把每一天都当作是最后一天。
That's why some people say that we have to treat every day as our last day.
这样子你才能够珍惜的每一天，去好好的去度过那一天。
That's how you can treasure every day.
然后你就会在今天做好最好的预备，来等候主耶稣来接你上天堂去。
Therefore, every day you can be prepared so that Lord Jesus can come here and receive you.
所以这个预备的功夫呢，非常的重要。
So it is very important for us to prepare.
还有呢，这个愚拙的要向聪明的要一点油来用。
And the foolish ones want to borrow some oil from the wise.
但是聪明的却说不够你我用。
But the wise told them, it's not enough for both of us.
这样看起来好像这个聪明的啊童女很聪明，好像也没有爱心。
It looks like that the wise one, they're wise, but they don't have love.
为什么不把分一点油给他用？那就你也有，我也有，那这样的话就一起进去啊。
Why don't they split some to the foolish so that they can all go in together?
啊，所以好像聪明的童女有聪明，可是没有爱心。
It seems like the wise one, they're wise, but they don't have love.
或者是牺牲自己成全别人，哦，这个是更有爱心。
Or maybe it is better to sacrifice yourself and to for others. It seems like they have a lot of love.
啊，所以呢，中国古话就是说，我不下地狱，谁下地狱呢？
There's a Chinese saying, if I don't go to hell, who will go to hell?
啊，这好像我牺牲我自己来成全你们，来帮助你们。
It's just like I'll sacrifice myself to help you.
这好像是很有爱心的一件样子。
It seems like this person will have a lot of love.
但是主耶稣要讲的比喻呢，啊，他不是讲这个爱心的问题。
But the purpose of this parable is not about love.
因为在这里呢，聪明的童女有特别说，我如果分给你的话。啊，你跟我们两个人都不够用，那最后我们两个人，啊，我们都不能够，啊，跟着新郎进去了。
Because the wise said, if I borrow some to you, then it won't be enough for both of us.
啊，所以这个是油只够我用，而不够给你跟我一起用。
Because this oil is only enough for me, not for both of us.
啊，这是第一个预备油啊，它的油是有限的，所以只能我用而已啦。
So the oil is limited, so it's only limited to for one person.
啊，所以这个也不是爱心啊够不够的问题，这是有只有这样子，所以只能我用而已。
So it's nothing about whether the wise one have love or not. It's just that the oil is only enough for one person.
再来有人说，啊，那为什么不牺牲自己成全别人呢？
And some people will ask, why don't you just sacrifice yourself and help others?
我们说这个不是一个爱心的啊一个主题。
But this parable is not talking about love.
是讲一个预备的功夫。
It's talk about how you prepare.
所以耶稣要强调的是，预备的功夫是不能够代替的。
So God emphasized that it's the work that you prepare yourself and cannot be replaced.
啊，也不能够取代别人来做预备的功夫。
And you cannot help other people to prepare the other people.
啊，不能够取代代替 replace。
You can't replace other people.
啊，就是预备功夫，你必须自己做自己的预备。
So you can only prepare for your own work. You can't prepare for other people.
所以聪明的童女，她为自己预备油。
So the wise virgins, they prepare oil for themselves.
而愚拙的童女不预备油，她就是没有油。
So the foolish ones, they do not prepare anything. That's why they don't have any oil.
所以呢，这种预备的功夫呢，啊，在属灵上来讲，我们每个人的灵性要预备好，才能够见主。
Spiritually, we have to prepare our own faith to see God.
我们要把自己的灵性啊，要提到神所喜悦的地步，我们才能够进天国。
We have to cultivate ourselves to the level that God will please us.
而这样的预备是我们自己才能够做，别人不能代替我做，我也不能够代替别人做。
And this kind of preparation can only be done by ourselves. We can't do it for other people, and other people can't do it for us.
啊，所以呢，耶稣才说不够你我用了。
So that's why the virgin said it's not enough for you and me.
啊，所以预备的功夫只能自己做自己的预备。
So the preparation work can only be done by yourself.
我们到天堂啊，接受审判的时候，也是父亲的罪，父亲自己承担；儿子的罪，儿子自己承担。
So during the last day, the punishment, the judgment day, the whatever the sin the father has done, he has to accepted and so is the sons.
啊，所以这个在以西结书十八章就有这样的一个经文。
And it is recorded in Ezekiel chapter 18.
啊，所以呢，我们从这样来看，预备的功夫跟审判的事情是个人为自己的事情要负责任的。
So for all this preparation and for the judgment day, we have to prepare for ourselves.
啊，所以耶稣才会说要预备了。
So that's why Lord Jesus said that you have to be prepared.
那我们看到祝棚节，它是一个收场的节日，就是一个预备的节日。
For the Feast of Tabernacles is a feast of ingathering.
啊，所以我们今天呢，啊，现代的基督徒，我们要在灵性上要做好预备，随时要见主耶稣。
As a modern Christians, we have to be spiritually prepared so that we can see Lord Jesus anytime.
啊，我们如果今天呢，啊，主耶稣要接我们回去，那我们可不可以进天国呢？
If today Lord Jesus come and take us up to the heaven, can we actually go into enter the heaven?
啊，如果今天来调查一下，可以进天国的，请举手。
For example, if you can enter the heavenly kingdom, please raise your hand.
啊，对不起，只有我一个人举手啊。
I'm sorry, only I raise my hand.
哦，那你们都很客气，都不敢举手，只有我一个人敢举手吗？
And you're shy and you don't want to lift up your hands.
所以其实我们问我自己，如果今天主耶稣真的把我接走的话，我今天有把握吗？我今天可以进天国吗？
So we have to ask ourselves, are you confident enough to say that if Lord Jesus come today, will you be able to enter heavenly kingdom?
所以主耶稣叫我们要警醒，要预备。
So that's why Lord Jesus told us to be watchful and prepared.
好，我们再看回头利未记二十三章。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 23.
二十三章的42节就说要住在帐篷里面住七天。
In chapter 23, verse 42, it says, "Live in the booths for 7 days."
因为你们的祖先以前出埃及也是在旷野住在帐篷里面。
For your descendants, for your ancestors, Israelite, they lived in the wilderness for a long time.
但是他们在旷野这40年得到神的看顾。
But those 40 years they still in wilderness, they were looked after by God.
所以他们并不缺少啊食物。
Therefore, they were not lack of food.
每天都有玛瑙可以捡取来吃。
For they can pick up manna every day.
他们的鞋子也没有穿破。
And their shoes were never broken.
他们的衣服也没有坏掉。
So as their clothing.
所以呢，让他们又回到帐篷去住七天，来思想他们的祖先过去在帐篷住了40年，可是竟然都可以平安的度过。
And these 7 days for them to stay in the booth is for to remind them that the Israelites in the past has stayed in the wilderness for 40 years, but they were looking, they were taken care by Lord.
我们请看《申命记》第八章。
Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第八章第二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 2.
第二节到第四节。
Verse 2 to 4.Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years, to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. 3. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you the man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.4. Your clothes do not wear out and your feet do not swell during these 40 years.
这里呢就记载了啊，要百姓思想在旷野四十年神怎么引导他们的呢？
This is to remind the Israelites that for the 40 years in the desert, how did God actually look after them?
他们虽然也经过的一些苦难，
although they were suffered,
可能一下子没有东西吃，后来又没有水喝。
Maybe they were thirsty and they were hungry.
但是神还是养育他们。
But God still feed them.
让他们有食物可以吃。
So such that they had food to eat.
而且最重要的是40年衣服没有穿破，脚也没有肿。
And the most important is for 40 years, the clothing did not wear out and the feet did not swell.
这40年就是住在帐篷里面。
And these 40 years, they stay in the tabernacle.
都得到神的看顾。
And God had look after them.
所以现在百姓已经住在迦南地，已经住在舒适的房子里面了。
Even now, the Israelites stay in the Canaan, in the land of Canaan, and they live comfortably in the house.
要他们每一年有七天住在帐篷里面，来回忆他们的祖先曾经也是住在帐篷里面的日子。
And now they have to stay in the booths for 7 days as a reminder of their ancestor how they wandered.How they stay in the desert for 40 years.
所以不要忘记神的恩惠。
So please don't forget God's grace.
神曾经带领他的祖先啊，四十年在旷野住在帐篷里面。
For God brought them out of Egypt and stay in the wilderness for 40 years.
所以呢，我们现在也要有这样的信心。
So today we got to have the same faith.
我们的祖先都得到神的看顾四十年。
For our ancestors were looked after by God for 40 years.
我们今天一样可以得到神的带领跟看顾。
And today we can also get God's guidance.
所以呢，让这些犹太人呢，每一年有七天去住在帐篷里面，就是来思想神的恩惠。
So for these 7 days in the booth, it's to remember God's grace.
我们请看诗篇103篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 103.
103篇第二节。到第五节。
Psalm 103, verse 2 to 5. 2. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. 3. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases? 4, who redeems you, your life from the pit, and crowns you with love and compassion. 5, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
所以呢, 我们不要忘记神一切的恩惠。
So we should not forget the grace from God.
神曾经来帮助以色列人的祖先。
For the Lord has helped the ancestors of Israel.
同样的也要帮助现代的以色列人。
And the same Lord will also help the modern Israelites.
现在更要照顾我们现代的基督徒啊。
That means that he looks after the Christians nowadays.
所以呢, 我们不要忘记神的恩惠, 要对神有信心。
So we should not forget God's grace and be confident with him.
所以住在帐篷里面, 就是要回忆神的恩惠。
So living in the booths, in the tabernacles, is to remember God's grace.
要来数算, 神的恩典。
Is to count his blessings.
这样的数算, 会让我们又产生信心。
And when we count his blessings, it can lift up our faith to him.
让我们又在数算的时候呢, 又会, 重新回忆到我们, 之前, 以前得到神的恩典是怎么得到的。
And when we count his blessings, we can remember how we used to have his blessings.
所以呢, 每一年要有7天, 住在帐篷里面的意义是这样来的。
And that is the meaning of staying in the tabernacles for 7 days a year.
再来呢, 住在帐篷里面呢, 也有一个很重要的意义, 就是说, 这个帐篷是短暂的, 是只有 7天而已啊。
For staying in a tabernacle is short term, it's just 7 days.
那么也好像他们的祖先在旷野40年 也就过了。
It also implies that the ancestors stay in the desert for 40 years, and that's also a short term.
毕竟帐篷就是短暂居住的地方。
For a tabernacle or a booth, it's a place that you stay in for a short term.
我们住在帐篷里面就好像 我们是寄居的, 在这个地面上的。
It's just like how we dwell on this earth. It's temporary.
所以呢, 诗篇有多处的经文一直说到, 我们在世上都是寄居的, 都是短暂的。
So in Psalms, you find a lot of verses saying that we are just temporary staying on this earth.
我们请看诗篇39篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 39.
诗篇39篇12节。
Psalm 39 verse 12. Verse 12, hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for help. Be not deaf to my weeping, for I dwell with you as an alien, a stranger, as all my fathers were.
所以在这里说, 我像我的祖先一样, 是寄居的, 是客旅。
Here it says, I'm like my fathers, an alien, a stranger.
所以呢, 住在帐篷里面, 就是这种客旅, 就是这种寄居的一种感受。
So staying in a tent is the same as being an alien, a stranger on earth.
像祖先在旷野住了40年的帐篷一样。
It's just like the ancestors that have been staying in the tabernacles for 40 years.
所以我们在这世上都是短暂的生活。
So our life on earth are temporary.
这些东西都是, 借给我们使用的而已啊。
It's something that lent to us to use.
像我现在穿的这套西装也是借我用而已啊。 我今天穿了, 哪天的坏掉我就把它丢了。
Just like the suit I'm wearing, like once it's broken, then I have to throw it away.
同样的，我们一部车子也是借我们开，开一开，如果万一发生车祸，车子就是坏了，就丢了，我们再买一部其他的车子来开。
For example, your car, it's just temporary. If you have a car accident, you have to write it off.
所以呢，世界上这一切东西都是短暂的。
So everything we have on this earth.
都是给我们使用一段时间而已。
It's something that lent to us temporarily.
使用过了, 它就, 没有用, 它就放在旁边了。
So after a period of time, it's going to be useless and we have to put it aside.
那既然是使用而已, 都是短暂的, 我们就不用太计较了。
Because it's lent to us, so we should not be too worried about it.
能够用, 我们就用, 感谢主。
If we can use it, then we thank God and use it.
没得用, 就不要用, 我们再用别的。
And if it's not available for us, then we can just take something else.
所以呢, 这种寄居的生活, 就是说, 我们在这个世界上, 我们会过得更轻松, 的一种自然, 自然的生活。
So a life of being an alien or a stranger, you will have an easier life.
因为这世界都是短暂的, 都是暂时使用的, 我们就不会太计较了。
Because everything will be temporary, then you wouldn't have to be worried about too much.
那不计较的时候, 你的心才会自由。
And if you don't worry about it, then your heart will be free.
我们最近呢, 听到一个故事。
I have heard a story recently.
就是说, 有一个先生呢, 他的事业发展很大, 所以呢, 他就 有了外遇。
For a husband, his business grown, and then at that sort of time he had an affair.
而这个太太呢，守在家里照顾他的孩子，照顾他这个先生二十几年了，可是竟然最后的结果是我的先生有外遇。
For this wife, she looked after the house and looked after the children for more than 20 years, and she couldn't believe that at the end her husband had an affair.
所以她就很不甘愿说，我为你做牛做马，竟然你今天是用这个外遇呢这个到外面有外遇来报答我吗？
For she felt very unfair. She did so much for the family and for him, and he actually had an affair with another woman.
然后这个先生呢也跟她说，我只是玩一玩，我等一下就会回来。
But the husband said, I was just having fun, I will come back.
但是你去玩一玩你就回来，那我算什么呢？我要在这里等你回来吗？
But the wife said, if you're just having fun, so do you want me to wait? What are you looking, do you treat me like that?
因为他一直在计算。
Count,
他一直在计算女的这个太太一直在计算说，我损失多少，我付出多少，结果你给我多少。
Because the wife, she always counts how much she put in and how much she receive.
结果先生还是说，我每个月还是有给你钱啊。
But the husband told her, no, I still give you money every month.
哦，给你钱啊，我已经做了我该做的啦。
For I give you money, it's the part that I have to do.
可是做太太的还是觉得不够。
But as being a wife, she thinks that it's not enough.
还是不断的一直计较。
And she was still, she's still unsatisfied.
所以呢，她一直在跟她先生一直抱怨。
So she always complained to her husband.
当然呢，这个先生是不对，他不应该有外遇，不应该用方法来回报他的妻子。
Of course, the husband was wrong because he's not supposed to have an affair and pay her in such a way.
但是我们要想到，一个人真正的爱，他可以超越这一切的计较这一切的亏损。
If a person has a great love, he or she can overlook everything.
因为他不要再计算人的恶。
Because he or she will not look count on the evil deeds from men.
他只要把我自己有爱。用我的爱去付出，这就是我的生命的成就。
He or she will just give without unceasingly.
所以呢，我就不用再计较你要回馈多少给我。
So he or she will not think that how much repay I will get.
这个时候才是一个寄居的人呢，他的真正的人生观。
So this is the concept of a man living as an alien or stranger on this earth.
我们再看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章十三节
，Hebrews chapter 11 verse 13
到十六节
，13 to 16, 13. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, and they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. 14. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. 15.If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. 16. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
所以呢，我们在地上都住在帐篷里面。
So while we are on earth, we live in the tabernacle.
所以是寄居的，是客旅的。
As being an alien, being a stranger.
因为我们盼望天上有一个永远的家乡。
For we longing for a better country, a heavenly one.
神已经为我们预备天上的一座圣城。
For God has already prepared a city.
而这座圣城呢，我们就是在启示录的二十二章看到它荣耀的那一面。
And this city, we can see how glorious it is in Revelation.
所以呢，我们今天在世界上的寄居生活，我们要明白这个道理之后，我们就有一种对天上的一种盼望。
So today, as an aliens and strangers on earth, we have to have this longing for a better place in heaven.
这也是一个现代基督徒我们住在帐篷里面的一个仰望。
And this is a hope that we should have as a modern Christian.
这是现代基督徒为什么跟一般人不一样的地方。
And this is a difference between a modern Christian and other people.
我们有一个天国的盼望。
For we have a hope for the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们对于这世界上的事情才能够过得轻松自在。
So that's why we wouldn't care too much about everything on earth.
有就有，没有就没有。
So either we have it or we don't have it.
我们不会太计较。
We wouldn't be too worried.
然后我们的心都是在天上那个永远的家乡。
And our heart belongs to the heavenly kingdom.
那因为我们有这样的盼望。
For we have this hope.
所以我们有喜乐的心。
That's how we have a joyful heart.
我们来看啊，同样是讲祝棚节的一个啊意义呢。我们来看《生命记》十六章。
And there is another meaning of the Feast of Tabernacles in Deuteronomy.
十六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 16.
十三节。
Chapter 16, verse 13.
十三节到十五节。
13 to 15. Celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days after you have gathered the produce of your threshing floor and your wine presses. 14. Be joyful at your feast, you, your sons and daughters, your manservants and maidservants, and the Levites, the aliens, the fatherless, and the widowed who live in your towns. 15. For 7 days celebrate the feast to the Lord your God at the place the Lord will choose.For the Lord your God will bless you in all your harvest and in all the work of your hands, and your joy will be complete.
所以呢，在祝棚节啊，我们要欢乐起来。
So at this Feast of Tabernacles, we got to be joyful.
他特别说，这七天都要欢乐。
For these 7 days, you got to be joyful.
而且是全家都要欢乐。
But your entire family have to be joyful.
以及城里的利未人，以及寄居的孤儿寡妇，全部都要欢乐。
Even the Levites, the aliens, and all the widows, they have to be joyful.
因为神要在我们的一切的东西事物上来赐福气给我们。
Because God wants to bless you in all your harvest.
所以呢，我们就会非常的欢乐。
And because of that, we will be very joyful.
我们手里所办的事情也会得到神的祝福。
And everything we have on our hands will be blessed by God.
这就是祝棚节一个欢乐的一个季节。
And this Feast of Tabernacles is a joyful festival.
我们说呢，这个前面的五旬节呢，也是一个欢乐的季节。
For the Pentecost that we mentioned earlier is also a joyful feast.
同样，我们在十六章呢的十一节也是记载的，在五旬节呢，这个七七节的时候，也是要在神面前欢乐。
For in chapter 16, verse 9 to 12, it talks about the Feast of Weeks, which is the Pentecost. They have to be joyful at this feast.
所以呢，现在祝棚节更要欢乐。
But for this Feast of Tabernacles, you got to be even more joyful.
因为神的祝福啊更丰富。
Because God's blessings will be even more abundant.
所以呢，这是我们领受到神的恩典呐，这么的喜乐。
That's why you have to be joyful after receive God's blessings.
而这样的喜乐是没有忧愁的。
And these kind of joy will not be sorrow.
因为在传道书第七章十四节告诉我们。
For in the Ecclesiastes chapter.
我们请看传道书第七章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7,
第七章十四节。
Chapter 7, verse 14. Verse 14. When times are good, be happy. But when times are bad, consider. God has made the one as well as the other. Therefore, a man cannot discover anything about his future.
这里呢，第一句话说，遇亨通的日子，你当喜乐。
The first line here says, when times are good, be happy.
所以呢，我们遇到亨通的日子呢，要感谢，要欢乐。
So when times are good, we have to be thankful and be happy.
就好像在祝棚节，这是一个收藏的节日。
It's just like the Feast of Tabernacles is a feast of ingathering.
所以这是一个亨通的日子。
It's a happy time.
这是一个神赐福的日子。
It's a time that filled with God's blessings.
所以我们当然要喜乐。
So we have to be happy, be joyful.
所以在箴言有一句话说，神所赐的福使人富足，并不加上忧虑。
So even in Proverbs, it says all the blessings that are given by God, you got to be happy. You should not be sorrow.
所以我们今天呢，在祝棚节要欢乐起来。
So today at this Feast of Tabernacles, we have to be joyful.
也就是以我们现在所得到的这些来满足，来感谢。
Is to be grateful and be satisfied for whatever you have right now.
所以呢，我们呢，欢乐也是需要有一种满足的心呢。
So when you joyful, you got to have a heart that is satisfied.
有人呢得到了一些东西，可是他还是觉得不满足，他仍然还是会很的抱怨还是很多的很多的计较啊。
Some people they possess a lot of things, but they are not satisfied. That's why they complain a lot.
所以呢，他们就不会欢乐。
And that's why they are not joyful.
但是现在圣经告诉我们说，收藏的季节。
But the Bible tells us at this time of harvesting.
所以先不要说不要去计较说我收藏要多少我才要欢乐，多少以下我就不欢乐。这样的话，你又设定了一个欢乐的标准了。
So for you should not be happy that you only harvest this much or not or more or less. For we just have to be happy for whatever we have.
我们要以神所赏赐的，就是一种喜乐。
We should not set a standard, but we should be glad for whatever God gives us.
这就是要得到一种知足的啊一种秘诀。
So that is the secret of being satisfied.
所以保罗得到一个啊欢乐的秘诀是什么呢
？So how did Paul have the secret
of joy?
Of joy.
啊，就是因为他得到知足的心。
For he has a heart of satisfaction.
我们请看腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
第四章十一节到十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 11 to 12. 11. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. 12. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned that secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want.
所以呢，保罗说，我都得了一个喜乐的秘诀，就是我可以知足了。
For Paul said that I have learned the secret of being content in every and any situation.
啊，因为他能够知足。
Because he knows how to be content.
啊，所以我们今天呢，要学到一种喜乐，就是要学会知足。
And today we have to learn to be joyful, which means you have to learn how to be content.
因为神所赏赐的绝对是够的。
Because whatever God gives you is enough.
那么我们啊，只是人心呐 啊不满足啊，我们人的贪。啊，所以会让觉得不够，所以才会觉得不快乐。
For man is greedy, that's why they always think it's not enough and not being happy.
所以我们不要一直看那个我所没有的，应该看那个我已经得到的，这样才会感谢，才会有快乐。
So you should not look at whatever you don't have, rather you should look at what you have, then you will be content.
这就是一个祝棚节的一个喜乐啊的一个秘诀。
So this is the secret of being happy living in this Feast of Tabernacles.
那既然神赏赐这么恩典给我们呢，那我们要感谢神，就要啊要奉献。
For God have gave us so many blessings, then we have to thank Him.
这也是整个三大节期呢，一定要来朝见神，有一个很重要的啊一个啊方法，就是要啊带着礼物来朝见神。
For during these three festivals, they have to bring gifts and see God.
因为这三大节期呢，也都是神。啊，救赎跟赏赐福气的一个节日。
For these feasts, the festivals are the days where God saves and when God blessed them.
啊，我们来看《生命记》十六章。
Let's turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 16.
十六章十六节、十七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16 and 17. 16. Three times a year, all your men must appear before the Lord your God at the place you will choose, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles. No man should appear before the Lord empty-handed. 17. Each of you must bring a gift in proportion to the way the Lord your God has blessed you.
三大节期呢，真的是一个感恩的日子。
So these three festivals a year, it's a festival that you should show your thankfulness.
因为神赏赐这么多的恩典给我们。
Because God pour out blessings for us.
所以我们来朝见神，不可以空手朝见。
So when we see God, we cannot be empty-handed.
我们要按照自己所得到的啊恩典，按照自己的力量来奉献礼物。
You must bring a gift according to the way that Lord gave you.
这就是我们对神的报答。
And this is a way to repay our God.
所以祝棚节。最后也是要来到神面前啊，来朝见神。
So at the end of the Feast of Tabernacles, we have to bring a gift and to see God.
所以他特别呢，在祝棚节的第一天跟第八天都要有一个安息圣日的聚会，一个圣会。
So the first day and the eighth day of the of that week during the Feast of Tabernacles, they have to be quiet and gather together.
啊，因为这个圣会呢，啊，他这种安息日。不是那种诫命的那个第七天的安息日，这个是属于一种节期的特别的安息日。
For this holy
Sabbath day,
holy Sabbath day is not the usual Sabbath day, but it's a Sabbath day that they gather together to thank God.
啊，这是一种节期的安息日。
This is a festival.
Sabbath of the festival.
And this is the Sabbath of the festival.
啊，而不是那种诫命的安息日。
And it's not the Sabbath that we from the commandments.
所以呢，在这个节期的安息日啊，他特别要来朝见神。
So this festive Sabbath, they have to appear in front of the Lord.
啊，而且要来奉献礼物，这就是一种对神的感恩。
In the same time, they have to offer gift to God, is to show they're grateful to God.
对我们今天的基督徒来讲
So as a modern Christians today,
啊，这好像是我们的灵恩布道会。
It's just like our spiritual convocation.
所以我们整个把这三大节期呢，应用到今天的灵恩布道会，啊，是可以配合在一起的。
So for these three festivals, we can apply to our spiritual convocation that we have today.
啊，我们的布道会就好像是五旬节，啊，要收割，啊，要，啊，要来，啊，撒种，要撒种，要收割了。
And for the Pentecost, it's just like our evangelical services because we harvest our crops.
因为我们平常带了很多慕道者啊来到教会，所以在布道会带领他们啊，更能够来认识道理。这是一个要收割的一个节期。
So we often preach gospel to truth seeker, and during the evangelical service, we have to bring all the truth seeker to church.
啊，而且在布道会更能够得到圣灵。
And it's also a time to receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以呢，这五旬节是圣灵大降的一个节期。
So the Pentecost is a day where the Holy Spirit poured down to us.
所以我们的布道会就好像是在过啊五旬节一样。
And our evangelical service is just like the Pentecost.
那接着我们到了灵恩会啊，我们就要领受神的道理。
And during the spiritual convocation is the time for us to receive the word of God.
就是要盼望天国。
And is to have hope for the heavenly kingdom.
就好像呢是住在帐篷里面的生活一样。
It's just like the days living in the tabernacles.
啊，所以呢，在灵恩会好像在过帐篷的生活。
So during the spiritual convocation is to live the life in the tabernacles.
啊，那接着到啊灵恩会的啊最后一天，我们都有半圣餐。
And the last day of the spiritual convocation, we usually have the holy communion.
就好像在过逾越节。
And that is the day, just like the day of Passover.
啊，因为主耶稣也在逾越节设立的圣餐。
Because Lord Jesus had a holy communion during the Passover.
有主耶稣好像是神的羔羊为我们啊赎罪了。
And Lord Jesus is just like the lamb that it's forgave our sins.
所以我们在圣餐里呢，也吃了主的肉，喝了主的血。
So during the holy communion, we eat the bread of Lord Jesus, the body of Lord Jesus, and the blood of Lord Jesus.
而且通常灵恩会我们会有受洗。
And during the Holy Communion, we usually have baptism.
啊，所以呢，也是像逾越节一样来得到神的救赎。
It's the same token that during the Passover, we receive the blessings from God's
salvation. 然后到灵恩会全部结束了，我们有一个奉献。
And after all these spiritual convocation, we have the offering.
啊，那因为大家对于这灵恩布道会得到这么多的恩典，我们要感谢。
For we have received great blessings during that spiritual convocation, we have to give gift to God.
所以呢，这样看起来，这三大节期呢，真的就好像我们今天的灵恩布道会一样，可以整合结合在一起的。
So these festivals can be actually put onto our daily life, onto our spiritual convocation.
所以呢，现在感谢主呢，我们现在没有这种啊旧约的啊这些节期。
Thank God, even though we don't have all these festival that we had that they had in the Old Testament.
但是我们有灵恩布道会。
But we have the spiritual convocation.
我们有属灵的节庆。
We have a spiritual festivals.
啊，这就是我们属灵的啊一种喜乐。
And this is the joy that we can get spiritually.
所以啊，在这样的一个节庆之下啊，我们的啊灵性呢，应该得到了一种激励。
So under these festivals, our faith, our spirit can be uplifted.
啊，就好像加油充电一样。
It's just like you add more gas into your car.
啊，这个加油或充电，我们就有力量了。
Or to charge up your battery, and then we'll gain strength.
啊，所以我们常常让那个电池哈，没有电了，我们就 recharge 啊，再次充电一次。
It's just like the battery when it's going flat, we have to recharge them.
啊，那我们的车子呢，开到没有油了啊，到加油站再加满油。
And it's like a car when there is no gas, then you have to go to the gas station to fill up oil.
所以加满油，充满电，出发吧。
And after you fill up the gas and after you charge your battery, then you are ready to go.
好，一起唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
191首。
191.